Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Second day in a row, we start the 4 o'clock hour with Miguel Cabrera breaking news. We will get to who said it, I promise. We have to do it on a Friday. I'm far too competitive, and I was embarrassing last week.
Don't go anywhere.
Week.
Don't go too far, Evan. No. I mean, just, you know, we'll see you in the next part.
Miguel Cabrera tells Chris McCoskey of the Detroit News directly that he has no intention of retiring after this season. His plan is to finish out his contract and retire at the end of the 2023 season.
So the agent and him had a discussion. Miggy, Tigers, get your money. Do the farewell tour all next season. So guess what? You got a reason to go to the ballpark because it's going to be Miguel Cabrera this and that and the other. So I thought it was a win-win for the Tigers if he did it at the end of this season. But him doing it next year means they got something to sell the fans for one more year. That's not wins and losses.
I'll be honest. This just feels like someone dropped the ball here. And I don't know exactly what was said behind closed doors between the team and his agent, but I felt like yesterday was a cry for help. Cabrera came out and said, I'm in pain. I can't play the game every day anymore. This sucks. I'm not sure about my future. Chris Illich needed to step up and financially make this an easy decision for Miguel Cabrera. Mm-hmm. If Chris Illich steps forward and provides the financial cover for Miguel Cabrera to be done at the end of this season, that's what's best for all parties. We talked about that yesterday. This reads to me like Miguel Cabrera is going to play next year because it's got 32 million reasons to play next season.
Right there.
So, but if Chris comes to him and goes, we got to pay you 32 either way.
Yeah.
It's... You're in pain. We want a DH that can leave the infield. Here's $32 million or something close. Find a settlement and still get your send-off this year, and then everybody gets to move forward. Instead,
this sounds like it was strictly monetary. It was all about the money. Oh, no. I'm coming back and getting every dime from the Tigers. You're right. Man, cut this man a check and move on. His good days are behind. His great days are behind him.
Even his good days. I know people got excited when he was hitting 300 around the All-Star break. Guys, it was with no power, and he wasn't even one of the 120 best hitters when we measure by OPS, on-base slugging. He's not anywhere close to the guy he once was. He's a shell of himself. And I know Rieger got on our case yesterday for trying to push a grade out. He's not great anymore, and all the milestones are gone, and the team does need to move on and play a designated hitter who can occasionally hit doubles and homers. He himself doesn't want to play, but he has to for the money. He has to go back out there and dance for dollars.
And that's exactly what it sounds like. I'm going to come back next year. I'm going to get my last bit of money, and then I'll retire. And yeah, this is one where if it's about the money, I would say, hey, if I cut you a check right now for the full 32, are you still playing?
Are you still going to play?
And I doubt the answer would be yes.
When you start talking retirement, when your body's breaking down, The only reason for him to play, they're not going to win next year. It's financial. I don't know. Maybe people want to see this version of Miguel Cabrera for a full season still.
Is the bar that low?
But Rico, I don't even know if he's going to play a full season next year.
No.
He's limping to the finish this year. Are they even going to get 100 games out of him next season? What are we doing this for? Because Chris wants to pay it out over 2 years instead of one. Like, okay. So now instead, I don't know. Maybe he's a draw to people. Maybe people want him to hang on for every last possible at-bat. 248-539-9797. This is from McCoskey. We talked yesterday about Cabrera's indecision, non-committal for 2023. He says today he has every intention of playing next season. So I don't know what changed from yesterday to today or if Cabrera just felt he needed to clarify. But yesterday kind of felt like a cry for help.
Yeah, here's another quote Chris McCoskey is tweeting out. Miguel Cabrera says, "No way am I going to quit. Next year, I'm going to be right here."
Okay. Is that what people want? People want another season.
Doesn't matter what you want.
No, but I'm talking to people. I mean, I know we're getting it.
No, I don't think anybody wants that. This, I thought, was a
way. Is that callous? I mean, I think it's fair.
It's a draw. It's something that they can have. I thought it was fair that he did it in August at the beginning. Giving you fair warning, hey, guys, the last couple of months, that's it for me. I'm going to walk away from the game. I'm not dropping this on you right as the season is ending. I'm giving you a little time to brace for it.
Maybe a different way of asking this. Is Cabrera a draw? Because you said that's the reason Chris Illich wouldn't CTC, cut the check, because they want next year to dog and pony show, and he's still Cabrera. And is he still a draw? The milestones are gone. Like, I understood the draw when he was approaching 500 home runs. And I wanted him to hit it at home, and I said bench him on the road because I thought it would have been cool to see him do it at Comerica. The 3,000th hit, it was one of the very few bright spots of the season at Saturday where they won 13-0 against the Rockies. I get the draw if he's approaching a milestone. I don't get the draw when you watch him play and his lower half is dead.
Yeah, but you get the Derek Jeter moments. You get the every ballpark, they're going to give Miggy the rocking chair, or you're going to get this, you're going to get that. He becomes
a bronze cheesesteak when they play the Phillies. I don't know.
Nah, it's what you're seeing right now with Albert Pujols. And so next year's All-Star games, he's going to be in the All-Star. He's going to be in the home run hitting contest, and maybe he'll go to the finals. Everything's going to be about him next season. So, yeah, that's what you're getting.
Let's go to Tyler and Kazoo. Tyler, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem.
I just wanted to have a quick opinion on this, which is that I think that Cabrera staying until the end of next season just kind of helps the Illiches make more money off the fact that the Tigers suck this year. Because now that he's announced that, I'm not retiring until next year, they can just sell season tickets easily next year,
Tyler,
and make all the money off that.
Is he a draw, though? Like, is he going to get people to buy season tickets next season? They're 20 games under 500. Like, are people buying tickets to see Cabrera next year?
Yep.
Absolutely.
They are?
Cabrera, he's the only good player. Yeah, he's the only good player on
this
team.
He's not good.
Did you see?
He's a negative war player.
No, but he's got the name. He has a name.
Absolutely has a name. Absolutely was great.
And Tyler,
one of the greatest ever.
Tyler, let me help you out with this. As well, we were all angry when the Yankees had the audacity to walk him, except it meant he got to come and play in Comerica Park for a weekend that was sold out just for one hit. That's all people wanted to see. So, yeah, his final go-around, I agree with Tyler. It's a draw. People are going to come out there because it's going to be the last time he'll play the Yankees at home, the last time he'll play the Red Sox, the last time he'll play the Angels. Every time will be the last time, and that's going to be a draw.
Okay. If you think he's a draw, then Chris is actually doing this right. No, like, in all seriousness, if fans are going to go to the ballpark for the sole reason, primary reason, in addition to, you know, being outside and getting drunk, being at a baseball game and smelling, you know, hot dogs, if the primary reason they're going to go is to see Cabrera, then Chris Illich made the right decision to not pay him to go away.
Let me ask you this question. Let's say Miguel Cabrera retires at the end of this year. What's the draw for the Tigers next season? You don't have one. Riley Green? Maybe Torque comes back. Akil Badu, is that you? You're back? There is none. This is it. He's going to play this card as many times as he can. Think about it. What's the draw? What's going to be that slogan that in April? It ain't going to be April in the D. What's going to be the
Hoosier
slogan?
Hoosier Tiger.
Exactly. The question is, who are these Tigers?
New campaign.
Who are these guys?
Who are these guys? Can I make the case that they're a better baseball team with Haas as the DH? Actually hits for power. Could I make the case that next season they're a more competitive team rotating the DH spot and using a fourth outfielder? And
you could, but okay. You don't have any sizzle.
Right, but being a better product?
Okay. But people are looking at this team now. If you took Miggy off this team, you buying season tickets? Probably not. But at least now, next year, you'll know I can buy the tickets. And even if I can sell them off later because people are going to see Miggy go up against, you know, Verlander. You're going to want to see him battling certain people or certain teams. You got one more year to milk this without having to actually improve the team. This is a business thing. This ain't a – what you're doing, Jim, makes total sense. You're looking out for the team. You're looking out for the improvement
of the
team.
The product on the field.
Pushing this thing forward. Cabrera staying is business. We're putting butts in the seats. People care about him. We're not going to get any better. But since we're not getting any better, we might as well make some money off of this.
Rob in Oxford. Rob, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. It's not like Cabrera is the draw. He's the only marketable element they have going into next year. You know, there's no other way that they can sell tickets or even do any type of promotions. He's the promotion for the 2023 season.
Yes.
Maybe that's just the sad reality.
He's going to be on every poster. He's going to be on every ticket.
He's going to be on every ticket.
Yeah.
Yep. There's nothing else. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to feature a hot dog on a ticket? I mean, there's just nothing there.
Right. But he's right. This is all they have right now.
Yeah, there's nothing that they can promote other than a guy who's past his prime.
Well, then, Rob, what it is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You field such a bad baseball team that the only draw you have is a guy approaching 40 with no power and no milestones left. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because if they were a halfway decent team, they could use the roster spot better. They could move on and move forward. But they're not. Maybe that's just the sad reality, is that while he's not a big draw, he is the draw on he's this team.
Only, yeah, he's the only draw you have. He's your one all-star representative. It's like, yeah, you're a bad team, but you know how every team has to have one guy? He's your one guy.
248-539-9797. Cabrera telling Chris McCoskey of the Detroit News. There's no undecided anymore. He plans on playing all next season, the final guaranteed year of his contract. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.